The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 4-1 in conference play and 8-1 overall. Michigan State hosts Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We'll go ahead to questions.
Can do. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, when the final touchdown was under review Saturday night, did you believe there was a chance the call could be overturned at that point, or had you already begun preparing for the point after and subsequent drives?
No, I believe that the call could be overruled.
Coach, what do you want your team to take from Saturday night's experience to apply to the remainder of 2015?
Well, you know, life's never going to go quite the way you want it to go, and you have to adjust. And we've not been in this situation for a while, and we need to get back up and play. So we need to see how we react. I think the biggest thing about a football team sometimes is, or just about human nature in general, is how you react after you've been knocked down. And we came out of there, felt like we should have won the football game. Congratulate Nebraska on their aspects they were able to achieve, and then we got to get back to it.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach, talk about Maryland this week. What do you see on film? I know Maryland's been struggling this year, but last year they were a very good team with Edsel leaving and all that stuff. What do you see on film?
Well, first of all, they've been up against it a little bit in terms of their schedule. I think they've played a very difficult schedule. And then secondly, they had a coaching change, so they went through transition. So two difficult situations there for them to deal with. And then the third thing is that been very impressive in terms of how they've played each and every week. They play extremely hard, very competitive in each and every game, and have had similar situations to this last week where they haven't won at the end of the game. So I think their quarterback does an outstanding job of creating, whether it's running with the ball off of pass actions or just called runs. They have two tailbacks that are talented, core wide receivers that look good, a couple young ones there, and then likely is an extra dimension offensively, defensively, and then on special teams, certainly on kickoff returns and punt returns, and then defensively impressed with their front seven and just how they play. They play hard. They give you a lot of different looks defensively. Number 7, I'm not even trying to pronounce his name, but he's an outstanding pass rusher and gives them an extra dimension there as well. So, although you would look at their schedule and wonder a little bit, you watch them in person, they're extremely competitive in every game and have opportunities to win every game. So I've been impressed.
I know last week you guys lost by a point. How's your players this week? Are they determined to get better and fix whatever? That one-point loss always changed the team to play better next week.
Well, we've not been in this situation for a year, and I don't think anybody likes it. So they tend to analyze everything very closely, and I think our players do as well. But I think one of the aspects of this football team that we've always tried to make our mark on, or try to basically constantly stress, is how you react after failure or how you react when bad things happen, that you're able to bounce back, because I think that's truly the measure of people.
Well, good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, how important and challenging is communication throughout a secondary in any defense, and especially in the defense that you guys play? And does there need to be one central communication leader in that situation, or is it kind of a shared responsibility?
Well, it's obviously very important because you're switching coverages and you're making decisions based on formation sometimes, and you're in certain different pressures. And when things accelerate, such as in a two-minute drill, that communication needs to even be more stressed. In terms of is it usually one person? Yeah, it's sometimes it's the person that's initial, makes that initial movement, but it's everybody's responsibility, and probably the older the player, the more experienced the player is, the more workload he's going to take in that endeavor. But everybody's responsible for it, and those are the things you rep. That's why you practice. That's why you scrimmage. That's why game experience is so important as you head into your sophomore year, even your freshman year. You know, if you played one game, your second game's better, and et cetera. But it's important, obviously.
Coach, obviously Connor had another great performance over the weekend. You know, that's kind of been a constant theme throughout his entire career. You know, as he's closing in on some of his final games there for your team, you know, what has he meant to your program to have such consistency at the quarterback position for the last few years?
Well, first of all, I think he's having his best year as a senior, and I think that's what you have to do. And he's had great years, two great outstanding years, 24-3 in the two previous years. So, you know, right now, I guess, what would he be? He'd be 32-4. So he's had an outstanding career here thus far, and hopes to add to that. But he's done a great job leading. He's extremely competitive. And the thing I like the most about Connor probably is he's sort of a perfectionist. He is a perfectionist. He wants to make sure that he does everything possible right. And, you know, that's difficult to do, but he stresses that and he recognizes aspects that can always get better. And I think that's a true competitor. He's very confident, and there's no question that he's a big part of why we've won. Now, we've had other people that have added to that, but he's a big reason.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Mark, was Connor kicking himself for the final play, and would he have been allowed to just kind of throw that ball into the ground near a running back to save a second or two?
I think with 7 seconds left, it's always about play selection. It's always about execution. And, you know, our left tackle got knocked back into the quarterback, which caused him to lose the football a little bit. He readjusted. He was about ready to throw it, so he had to readjust. And I think that at that point, the pocket collapsed around him. And in talking with him, yeah, he thought throw it into the ground at that point. But, I don't know if he recognized if there's anybody even near him that he wouldn't be called for grounding. So I think he did the best that he could do under that situation. It's unfortunate. I thought we had a shot, but it was going to be a quick shot. You know, it was going to have to be a quick throw, which he had a guy breaking open, and that guy was going to have to get down immediately, which we were poised to do that, but didn't happen.
And then if you have a second left there, are you going to try a Hail Mary or a field goal?
If we have a second from that point? From the 41-yard line?
Right.
You know, we would have had to probably go with our second field goal kicker, and that would have been – we would have used our last timeout and discussed it probably. But at that point, probably we might have given it a shot, depending on how he felt. But, you know, our thought process was we were going to make 6, 7, 8 yards. Eight yards would have put him, you know, around 50. And we felt like we could make it from 50.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you.